弟兄姐妹大家好。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主能够再一次有机会与弟兄姐妹交通一些神的话。
Thank the Lord that I have another opportunity to share, brothers and sisters.
刚才我们弟兄已经稍微提了一下我要交通的主题。
The brother already mentioned my theme today.
其实等候是主自己向我说话。
Actually, waiting is what the Lord has personally spoken to me.
因为我是一个不太有耐心而且比较急的人。
Because I am someone who does not have too much patience.
所以当我在寻求要交通什么内容的时候，主就先把这个词摆在我里面。
When I was seeking to know what topic to share, this is the phrase that God placed in my heart.
那当我在默想的时候，其实我发现现今这个世代其实我们现在的人也都有这样的通病。
And as I was considering this topic, I realized that today everyone also has this issue.
大家有没有发现现在所有的科技几乎大概不能说百分之百，但是呢，几乎都是为了要解决慢、没有效率的问题。
Have you noticed that today's technology, almost 100% of it, is used to resolve issues of being slow or inefficient?
所以因为我们越来越不能等。
Because we are less and less able to wait.
所以我相信，特别是从事比较高科技的弟兄姐妹，可能更有这样子的一个感觉。
I believe those who are more familiar with higher technology also have this experience.
但是我今天讲个相反的，我要讲慢。
But today I will be talking about slow, the opposite.
我们念一段圣经好吗？
Let's start by reading some scripture.
诗篇130篇。
Let's start with Psalm chapter 130.
诗篇130篇第五节。
Psalm 130 verse 5.
我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。
I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope.
第六节，我的心等候主，甚于守夜的，等候天亮，甚于守夜的，等候天亮。
Verse 6, my soul waits for the Lord, more than the watchman for the morning, indeed, more than the watchman for the morning.
以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩。
O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with him is abundant redemption.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你再次把我们召聚在你自己的面前。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us before your presence.
主啊，在这里没有一个人配能够来到你面前。
Lord, here there is no one worthy to come before your presence.
但是谢谢你，你拯救了我们。
But thank you that you have saved us.
你更是乐意向我们施恩。
And even more, you are happy to give us your grace.
主啊，所以我们感谢你给我们这个机会。
We thank you for giving us this opportunity.
我们也感谢你，你愿意向我们说话。
We thank you also that you are willing to speak to us.
所以主啊，我们在这里等候你。
So Lord, we're here, we wait for you.
主啊，就像诗人所说的。我的心当等候耶和华。
Just as the psalmist says, my heart waits for the Lord.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
主啊，当我们等候你、仰望你的时候
，As we wait for you and look to you,
你的慈爱、你丰盛的救恩就临到我们。
Your love and salvation comes upon us.
但愿我们不失去这个慈爱、这个救恩。
May we not lose this love and this salvation.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We thank you and we praise you.
求你宝血遮盖我们。
May you touch us and may you cover us.
主啊，向你的百姓说话。
And may you speak to your children.
叫我们每一个人在你面前都蒙着这莫大的恩典。
That all of us before you can receive this great grace.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We give you all thanksgiving and praise.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And Jesus' precious name.
Amen.好，那我今天主要交通要讲两个故事。
Today I'll be sharing on two stories.
旧约的故事。
Two stories in the Old Testament.
我们先来念一节圣经。
Let's start by reading a verse.
民数记。
Numbers.
今天我比较焦聚在旧约。
So today I'll be focusing on the Old Testament.
旧约民数记第九章。
Numbers chapter 9.
第八节。
Verse 8.
摩西对他们说：“你们暂且等候，我可以去听耶和华指着你们是怎样吩咐的。”
Moses therefore said to them, "Wait, and I will listen to what the Lord will command concerning you."
其实，在大比的圣经上面啊，这个 wait 啊，这个等候。他是写 stand still.
Actually, in the Darby translation, instead of the word wait, it uses the word stand still.
知道什么意思吗？
You know what that means, right?
就站着不动。
That means you stand there and you don't move.
不知道小的时候你们有没有被爸爸妈妈罚站过？
I don't know if you have been punished by your parents and told to stand still.
在我们这一辈哦，大概经常发生。
In my generation, this used to happen a lot.
现在的孩子可能不太可能没有这种经验。
Today's children probably don't have this experience anymore.
处罚都站着，罚你就不要动。
So when you're punished, you're told to stand and don't move.
那个其实哦，那个比挨打还难受。
Actually, that feels worse than being hit.
你不能动，也不能说话，然后站到什么时候也不知道。
You can't move, you can't speak, and you don't know how long you have to stand there.
这个叫等候。
This is called waiting.
很奇妙，但是这个功课不太好学。
It's amazing, but this lesson is not easy to learn.
因为我们不单单等，我们还不能动。
Because we're not just waiting, we also can't move.
那这一节圣经里面啊，其实有个背景。
Actually, there's a background to this verse.
是摩西，在西乃旷野的时候。
When Moses was in the Sinai Desert.
当他们到埃及地出埃及地之后，他们第二年在西乃山。
In the second year after leaving Egypt, they were before Mount Sinai.
可不可以帮我放一下西乃山？
Can you put the picture of Mount Sinai?
他们要过逾越节。
They were going to have the Passover.
大家看到，这个就是西乃山。
You can see this is Mount Sinai.
底下一个很大的平原。
There is a very large plain beneath.
可以容纳大概200万人。
It can hold about 2 million people.
这符合了圣经在出埃及记所描述的。
This fulfills what was spoken in Exodus.
他们发生了什么事呢？
What happened?
因为正月十四号他们要过逾越节。
They will have the Passover in the 14th day of the first month.
他们有一些人因为沾染了死尸。
There were some men who were unclean because of the dead person.
那照着律例他们不能过逾越节。
According to the law, they could not observe the Passover.
不能守那个逾越节。所以呢，但是他们又想过。
And yet they still wanted to observe the Passover.
他们就来找摩西。
Then they came to Moses.
这就好像我们当中今天有人不能，要想来聚会不能聚会。
It's sort of like today if there's someone among us who wants to come to the gathering but cannot.
想要剥饼不能剥饼。
They want to break bread but cannot.
这时候有聚会上面的问题。
There's an issue in the gathering.
其实照的律例很清楚了。
According to the law, it's very clear.
这根本不需要什么讨论。
There's nothing to discuss.
而且按照摩西他的能力，神给他的权柄。
And according to Moses' ability and the authority God gave him,
他要找到处理解决这个问题绝对不是难事。
It's not easy to deal with this issue.
但是呢，刚才我们念的在这一章第八节里面，摩西呢没有马上就说，这早就定规好了，我们侍奉聚会早就都讨论好了。
But Moses here did not say, we have already decided what's going to happen. The service meeting has already determined.
没有什么话讲的,
there's nothing else to say anymore.
但是摩西却对他们说, 你们暂且等候, 我可以去听耶和华指着你们是怎样吩咐的。
Instead, Moses therefore said to them, stand still, and I will listen to what the Lord will command concerning you.
这是很宝贵的一句话。
This is a very precious word.
今天我们很容易,
today it is very easy for us to not wait.
我们想要做什么, 我们觉得有理由, 我们觉得有原因, 我们就要这样做。
If we want to do something, if we think that there is a reason, we will do it.
但像摩西, 神这样使用的仆人, 他仍然告诉百姓说, 你们暂且等候。
But yet Moses, such a servant of the Lord, actually told the people, stand still and wait before the Lord.
他没有说这是律法已经定规的, 他也没有说你们在这儿胡闹什么, 他却说, 请大家能够在这儿等候。
He didn't say that the law has already determined it. What are you fussing about? Instead, he told everyone to wait and stand still.
这里最宝贵的是, 他们愿意把所有的事情带到主面前来。
The precious thing here is that they were willing to bring everything before the Lord.
他说, 可以去听耶和华的吩咐。
They said we can listen to what the Lord will command.
所以等候, 是要做什么? 等候不是就在发呆, 在那睡觉。
What's the purpose of waiting? It doesn't mean to do nothing and sleep.
等候是要去听耶和华的吩咐。
Standing still means to listen to what the Lord will command.
这很宝贵。
This is very precious.
其实呢, 我们知道啊, 摩西为什么会有如此的反应?
Actually, why would Moses have such a reaction?
因为摩西知道他的责任不是只是单单把以色列人从埃及带出埃及，然后到迦南，他就没事了。Moses
knew that his responsibility wasn't just to bring the Israelites from Egypt to Canaan, and that would be it.
他知道神与亚伯拉罕立的约。
He knew that God had a covenant with Abraham.
要在这个从亚伯拉罕出来的子孙成为一个国,
and from Abraham's descendants, they will become a nation.
成为万国的见证,
a testimony to the nations.
所以这是一个见证的问题。
This is an issue of testimony.
它不是解决百姓在埃及受奴隶受压迫, 把这个问题解决了, 然后大家欢喜快乐的, 到了流难与病之地就没事了。
It isn't that they deal with the issue of being oppressed and being slaves in Egypt, and now in the land of Canaan, everything is good.
这个民, 这个国, 一举一动, 都是代表神的见证。
As long as these people, this nation moves, it is representing the Lord's testimony.
所以摩西知道, 他们不能把神的代表, 代表错了。
Therefore, Moses knows that they cannot misrepresent God.
所以今天, 按着摩西, 他接受了所有埃及一切的学问, 他也大有能力, 但是呢, 他处理事情来, 好像像一个很软弱, 很, 不是一个强人。
Moses grew up in Egypt, and he was educated in Egypt, and he was very intelligent, and yet when he deals with issues, it seems like he is a very weak person.
他没有他自己的雄心,
he doesn't have his own us, his own strength, ambition.
他没有他自己的意思,
he doesn't have his own will.
按着他的能力, 按着神给他的权柄, 其实他可以做他很多他想做的。
Actually, according to his own power and the authority God gave him, he can do many things.
但他更看重神的见证。
But he looks more highly upon God's testimony.
这一批百姓不能把神代表错了。
These people cannot misrepresent God.
所以绝对不能用世界人的方式。
You mustn't use the way of the world.
所以如果当他们把神代表错了, 我们可以看得见。 神的惩罚就重重的临到以色列百姓。
We can see that when they misrepresent God, His punishment comes very heavily upon them.
所以我们知道，在他们在西乃山下的时候，之前他们不管抱怨也好，他们不管，反正就一切发肉体的事情，神都忍耐他们。
We know that before they had reached Mount Sinai, whatever they had complained about or whatever was from the flesh, God would be patient with them.
但是当律法降下来以后，
But after the law came down,
他们现在是代表神。
Now they represented God.
大家可以看到，他们从拜金牛犊以及后来所有陆续的一切，这时候神在他们身上做的事情跟之前就完全不一样了。
Starting with when they worshipped the golden calf, you can see that whatever God did on His work with them was completely different.
今天我们在神面前也是如此。
Today it is the same before, for us before God.
那摩西他学了这个功课。
Moses learned this lesson.
因为在这个之前，他在米甸的旷野先学了40年，等候，再等候，再等候。
Because in the wilderness of Midian, he had learned the lesson of waiting for 40 years.
我们可以看一下那个米甸旷野的照片好吗？
You can see the Midian desert.
有点像西乃山的背景。
It looks a bit similar to the Sinai wilderness.
他可以带领以色列人，实在是因为神让他先学了功课。
He was able to lead the Israelites because he had God first taught him the lessons.
一个领袖，一个在属灵带领上面的人，他要先经过旷野四十年。
A spiritual leader must go through the wilderness for 40 years first.
然后他才能带领神的百姓在旷野四十年。
And then he is able to lead the people of God in the wilderness for 40 years.
他学了这些功课。
He learned these lessons.
所以他知道，他深深知道，每一件事情都是要照着神的话来做。
And he knows very deeply that everything must be done according to God's word.
今天我们很容易想要做头。
Today it is very easy for us to want to be the head.
但是人做头，结果就是肉体就做头。
But when humans try to be the head, the result is that the flesh is the head.
也许我们的能力可以把事情做好。
Perhaps with our power we can fix things.
可以达到目的。
Perhaps you reach the goal.
但是我们要问，神满意吗？
But the question is God satisfied?
我们都是过了一段时间我们才得救的。
We are all saved after some time.
所以呢，在得救之前呢，我们被这个世界训练得非常非常的好。
We have been trained by the world very well before we were saved.
有人还到了博士。
Some people have PhDs.
但是这些训练其实也往往成为神旨意的难处。
But all this training is also a hindrance to the will of God.
我们很容易按着天然人就来行事。
We often try to do things according to the natural man.
我们的学问还没有像摩西那么大。
Perhaps we aren't as educated as Moses.
但是摩西这个学会这个宝贵的功课实在值得我们来学习。
But Moses learned a precious lesson that we should also learn.
等候神其实这个话并也不是很特别很难懂的词，因为我们常常嘴里面会说。
Standing still before the Lord is not a very difficult phrase because we will often say this.
我们常常说我们要等候神，等候神。
We will often say we will wait for the Lord, we will wait for the Lord.
但是我们真的愿意吗？
But are we truly willing?
因为等候神其实就是把主权交给神。
Because waiting before the Lord means that you give him the authority.
把时间交给神。
You give him the time.
所以我想用两个旧约的故事让我们看一下。
I want to use two stories in the Old Testament.
这两个故事呢很就是很奇妙，都跟饥荒有关系。
And it's very amazing that both stories are related to a famine.
都是跟迦南地的饥荒有关系。
There are famines in the land of Canaan.
在圣经里面，很稀奇一件事情，竟然有十七次的饥荒。
In the Bible, there are 17 famines.
在发生在牛奶与蜜之地。
That occurred in the land flowing with milk and honey.
会有饥荒，当然一定有它的原因呢。
There must be a reason for there to be a famine.
不单单是环境上面的，我们现在常常说这个地球的环境已经变了。
It's not just about the environment. We often say that the global environment has changed.
其实饥荒更有属灵的原因。
But a famine has a spiritual reason.
但是我们今天呢，我们不去讨论这些饥荒的原因。
Today, though, we won't be discussing the causes of these famines.
我们这两个故事就是看看，当饥荒发生的时候，当饥荒临到我们的时候，我们是什么样的反应。
But here we want to see when the famine happens and it comes upon us, what is our reaction?
因为这跟学习等候是很有关系的。
This is very much related to learning about standing still.
我们看创世纪。
Let's read Genesis.
我换一下好了，我先讲另外一个故事。
Actually, let me start with the other story first.
我们看路德记。
Let's start with the book of Ruth.
我先讲个失败的例子好了。
Let me first give you an example of failure.
路德记。
The book of Ruth.
路德记第一章。
Chapter 1.
当士师秉政的时候，第一节，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地去居住寄居。
Verse 1. Now it came about in the days when the judges governed that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the land of Moab with his wife and his two sons.
这人名叫以利米勒。他的妻子叫拿阿米，他两个儿子，一个叫名叫马伦，一个叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩押地，就住在那里。
The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem and Judah. Now they entered the land of Moab and remained there.
这里我们看到一个背景。
Here we see a background.
在士师的期间，那迦南地遭遇了饥荒。
During the time when the judges were governing, there was a famine in the land.
然后有一家人呢，他们住在犹大的伯利恒。
One family lived in Bethlehem in Judah.
一家四口。
There were four people in the family.
这时候想到饥荒了。
Now there's,
那他们要去哪里呢？
Now there's a famine. Where should they go?
他们去摩押。
They went to the land of Moab.
那我把这些名词啊介绍一下，大家就知道，其实是很讽刺的。
If I describe some of these names, then you will find that it is rather ironic.
我们知道那是迦南地。
That's the land of Canaan.
牛奶与蜜之地
，a land flowing with milk and honey.
这是神丰富之地。
It's a very abundant land of God.
我们知道，当他们以色列那时候要进迦南之前，派个探子去看，那看到有人用两个人扛着一挂葡萄。
We know that when they had sent spies into the land of Canaan, there were two people who would carry one cluster of grapes.
我们今天在 Shoprite 买那个一挂葡萄是多大？
How big are the clusters of grapes that you buy in Shoprite today?
最大大概两个手掌也可以了。
The biggest you can probably take with two hands.
它是两个人要扛。
But this two people had to carry.
这是迦南地。
That's the land of Canaan.
那伯利恒呢？
What about Bethlehem?
伯利恒的意思就是神的粮仓。
Bethlehem means God's storehouse.
意思是什么？就是在迦南地，这牛栏与蜜之地里面的粮仓。
That means that it is the storehouse within the land of Canaan.
但是这时候有饥荒。
And yet there's a famine now.
然后他们就搬去摩押地。
And they went to the land of Moab.
我们都知道在圣经里面摩押是代表肉体。
In the Bible, Moab represents the flesh.
他们现在看见饥荒来临了，怎么办呢？
They see that the famine has arrived. What do they do?
第一个就体贴肉体。
First, they go after the flesh.
结果后面我们再来念第三节。
Verse 3.
后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他的两个儿子。
Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons.
这两个儿子娶了摩押 女子为妻，一个名叫俄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。
They took for themselves Moabite women as wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth, and they lived there about 10 years.
马伦和基连二人也死了，剩下拿阿米没有丈夫，也没有儿子。
Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and the woman was bereft of her two children and her husband.
在罗马书里面有一节圣经讲到，体贴肉体就是死，体贴圣灵就是生命平安。
In the book of Romans, there's a verse that says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
这就是这一节我们刚才念的这一节经节的一个明显的一个对比。
And that is a very obvious contrast to what we just read here.
我们要知道那个拿阿米跟以利米勒，他们不是因为走投无路像难民一样然后搬去摩亚地。
We must realize that Naomi and Elimelech were not like refugees who were without food. They had nothing to do, nothing left, and they had to move to Moab.
他们一点都不是因为现在身上一分钱都没有了，或什么都没有了，所以不得不这样子，就是跑去找吃的。
It wasn't because they had run out of all money, they had nothing on their hands, and they had no choice but to look for food.
因为在路德记第一章二十一节，拿阿米他自己说什么呢？他说：“我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。”
What does it say in Ruth chapter 1 verse 21? I went out full, but the Lord has brought me back empty.
他去摩亚地的时候是什么？满满的出去。
When she went to Moab, she went out full.
什么意思？她可能是一个还蛮富有的人。
Actually, she may have been a rather rich person.
所以呢，她并不是真的穷了，真的什么都没有了。
It's not because she was poor and she had nothing left.
她其实哦，是怕穷。
Actually, she was afraid of having nothing.
当饥荒的情况看到她的眼睛看见这个饥荒的时候，她就怕了。
When she saw that there was the condition of a famine, she became afraid.
她是怕穷。
She feared poverty.
她不是真的穷。
She wasn't actually poor.
她住在迦南地的粮仓。
She lived in the storehouse of Canaan.
但是因为他体贴肉体。
But because they were carnally minded.
最后呢，体贴肉体的就是死。
In the end, to be carnally minded is death.
她的丈夫，她的两个儿子都死了。
Her husband and her two children both all died.
在属灵上面的意义就是那个产业失去了。
In spiritual terms, that means that they had lost the inheritance.
我有个亲戚。
I have a relative.
他在一家还不错的公司上班。
They work in a pretty good company.
十几年前。
A few tens of years ago.
那个公司呢，因为要卖。
They were going to sell the company.
啊, 要被人家 merge, 就是被人家并购。
It was going to merge with another company.
然后呢, 就开始担心了。
And they became worried.
哇, 这个要是公司一卖呢, 通常都会缩减嘛, downsizing。
Usually when companies merge, there's some downsizing that happens.
所以很可能会被怎么样? 给 lay off, 会被就是被迫离职。
So it's, there's a very possibility that they could be laid off.
从那时候起, 每一次见到我, 他说, 哎, 公司现在又隔职了几个人了, 现在那个组织又有什么变化了。
And every time I met them, they would tell me, now this company has laid off a few more people, the management has changed a bit again.
每一次看到他, 感觉好像被 lay off 的是他。
And then every time when I meet that person, it feels like that person is the one who was laid off.
十几年过去了,
now after so many years have passed,
的确他们公司变化了非常大,
indeed there were many great changes in the company.
他还在那里,
but he's still there.
但是他担忧了十多年,
but he was worried for over
中间他还要去找一些, part-time的工作, 因为以防万一,
and he even went to look for some part-time jobs in the middle in case.
我不知道在我们当中, 包括我们自己都想一想, 有时候我们会不会有这些忧虑。
Now consider among ourselves also, do we have these worries sometimes?
我们有时候可能真的是没有工作了。
Sometimes we really don't have a job.
是不是感觉天已经塌下来了?
Do you feel that heaven has fallen down?
比那个圣经讲的那日子, 主来临的时候, 我们觉得还更可怕一样。
It's as if we feel like that is even more scary than the day of the Lord.
这个就是以利米勒跟拿阿米他们一家的光景。
This is the condition of Elimelech and Naomi.
他们好像是什么, 拿着金碗, 金饭碗去讨饭一样。
It's as if they were carrying a golden bowl to beg for food.
今天神的儿女其实也有这么多可怜的光景。
But actually the children of God today often have this condition.
在我们神的祝福是满满的。
God has given us so much blessing that we're full.
其实我们 样样都不缺。
Actually, we are not lacking in anything.
圣经说, 他的后裔没有讨饭的。
And it says that, and the Bible says that their descendants, there's not one who begs.
但是我们怕穷。
And yet we are afraid of poverty.
所以我们就不能倚靠主。
And then we are unable to trust in the Lord.
你看, 当他看见饥荒来了, 结果他们 没有等候，好好等候在主面前。
When they saw that the famine had come, they did not wait before the Lord.
没有好好问主，说现在这个光景，他们究竟该如何？
They didn't ask the Lord, now in this condition, what should we do?
他们做了一个决定。
They made a decision.
搬到摩押地。
Let's move to Moab.
其实摩押地是真的, 我去过那个地方，那是非常非常肥沃的一块地。
Actually, I've been to Moab, and it indeed is a fertile land.
因为那是火山爆发之后所产生出来的，而且是一个平原，是一个高地， 那边非常非常的丰富。
The sediment there is from, it's all volcanic soil, and it is a plateau, so it is very fertile.
但圣经呢, 摩押地代表的就是肉体。
But in the Bible, Moab represents the flesh.
大家记不记得, 在士师记里面, 有个摩押王。
Does everyone still remember that there is a Moabite king in Judges?
他的名字呢, 叫伊基伦。
His name was Eglon.
伊基伦, 大家知道他原文的意思吗?
Does anyone know what the word Eglon means?
胖。
It means fat.
肥胖。
Very fat.
非常的胖,
very chubby,
所以代表肉体,
so represents the flesh.
我们记得有一节经文, 我念给大家听哈,
let me read a verse.
不单单这个王, 他的伊基伦这个名字就是肥胖, 在, 我们来看一下, 在士师记第三章, 第29节,
Let's also take a look at Judges chapter 3, verse
29. 那时击杀了摩押人约有一万, 都是强壮的勇士, 没有一人脱逃。
They struck down at that time about 10,000 Moabites, all robust and valiant men, and no one escaped.
这边讲到摩押人有一万人被击杀，都是强壮的勇士。
You see that these 10,000 Moabites were all robust and valiant men.
中文呢写得非常的好。
The Chinese sounds very positive.
强壮的勇士。
Very strong and valiant men.
你去看 原文是什么意思？
But take a look at the original language.
每一个人都是胖的。
Everyone is obese.
所以摩押代表肉体。
Therefore, Moab represents the flesh.
所以当他们想到说，哎呀，这要饥荒了，我去哪里？看到那些，哇，这些人都吃得非常非常的健壮，去那边就没事了，我们生命就没事了。
So they see that there's a famine, and they look over there, and then all the people there are all very fat, and they think we can go there and we'll be fine.
但是很不幸的，体贴肉体就是死。
But unfortunately, to be carnally minded is death.
她的丈夫，拿阿米的丈夫，她两个儿子，最后都死在摩押地。
In the end, Naomi's husband and her two children all died in the land of Moab.
当然，其实《路德记》是一篇非常美的一卷书。
Of course, Ruth is a very beautiful book.
感谢主，拿阿米还是回来了。
Thank the Lord that Naomi again returned.
她没有因为说，哎呀，我这样子满满的去，我现在回来，这时候真的什么都没有了。
She had gone out full, but now when she came back, she really was empty.
她还是愿意回到迦南，回到主那个丰富里面。
She was still willing to return to Canaan, to the abundance of the Lord.
所以呢，当她回去的时候，我们知道我们今天没有时间把这个故事讲，但是呢，他对路德讲了一句话，那我们就知道他也学会了这个功课。
We don't have time to review the story today, but as we go back, we can see that Naomi told Ruth a certain word, which means that she also learned the lesson.
第三章第十八节
Chapter 3 verse 18
婆婆说，这就拿阿米对着路德说，女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就，因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
Then Naomi said, Wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out, for the man will not rest until he has settled it today.
他这时候告诉路德，你只管，意思是说什么都不要想，你也不要担心，你就在那里等候。
She told Ruth that you don't have to worry about anything, just wait.
等候什么呢？看这个事怎样成就，因为那人，这个那人就是指波阿斯。
What do you wait for? You wait until you know how this matter turns out, for the man Boaz.
所以波阿斯代表是什么？就是基督。
Boaz represents Christ.
今天我们等，等什么？
Today, what are we waiting for?
我们的主怎么做这件事？
We wait to see how our Lord does these things.
今天我们在生活上，我们在服事上，我们在各样上面，我们碰见不管是不是难处，或者是我觉得想要做什么事的时候，我们愿不愿意安坐等候，然后来看我们主怎样成就这件事。
Today in everything that we do, are we willing to, whether good or bad, are we willing to stop, stand still and wait to see how our Lord does this thing?
不是觉得，哎呀，这个我有很充足的理由，这是非常好的事情，为什么我们不去做呢？为什么我们不去改变呢？
It's not that today we see something, it's a great thing, and it looks good, why don't we go and change it?
我们也都是为了弟兄姐妹着想啊。
We are also thinking for other brothers and sisters.
没错，我们动机好的。
It is correct. Our intention is good.
但是不要忘了，我们这个人还常常还是属肉体的。
But don't forget that oftentimes we belong to the flesh.
我觉得我要去煮一个什么东西，我就去做了。
If I want to start something, I go immediately and do it.
我们不能这样做。
But we can't do that.
我们即便有千万个合理的理由，我们也不能这样做。
Even if we have thousands of reasons, we cannot do that.
我们要先到主面前等候。
We must first wait before the Lord.
这一段路德记的故事就在士师的期间。
This story in Ruth was during the time of the judges.
我们知道士师的期间总是有一句话重复。
We see that there is a word that is repeated in Judges.
那时以色列没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
所以我想做，我就去做了。
If I want to do something, I go and do it.
而且我做的是属灵的事情。
And I'm doing something spiritual.
如果我们的主不是我们的王，不是我们的头，我们的元首，我们真的想做什么就做什么了。
If the Lord isn't our head and king, then whatever we want to do, we will just do it.
以色列没有王吗？那时候士师的时候。
During the time of the judges, was there no king in Israel?
No, 那边王很多。
Now, there were many kings in that area.
有摩撒，那个有刚才我们讲的亚摩王。
There was the Moabite king.
还有那个米索波大米王。
There was the Mesopotamian king.
很多王。
There were many kings.
都是肉体做王。
But that's all the flesh being king.
这就是为什么我们侍奉聚会会吵成那个样子。
And this is why we have so many arguments in the service meetings.
肉体做王。
The flesh is king.
我就想做。
I have to do this.
我就不会让你做。
And I won't let you do that.
我们都忘了。
But we forgot.
谁是王？
Who is king?
所以只等到拿阿米跟路德讲刚才那句话。
So when Naomi spoke to Ruth that word.
女儿啊，你只管安坐等候。
Wait, my daughter.
我们可以不相信我们自己。
We don't have to believe ourselves.
也可以不相信别人。
We don't have to believe others.
但是我们要信得过主。
But we have to trust in God.
我们要看这事怎样成就，因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
We must see how this matter turns out, for the man will not rest until he has settled it today.
在启示录，我们知道我们的主还在做什么。
What is our Lord still doing in Revelation?
他说，他行走在七个金灯台当中。
He is walking in the midst of the seven lampstands.
所以我们的主还在工作。
So our Lord is still working.
他是大祭司。
He is the great high priest.
他没有休息。
He isn't resting.
但是问题，我们愿不愿意让主来成就
？Are we willing to let Him do the work?
也许主成就的正好就是你想要的。
Perhaps what the Lord settles is what you want.
但是我们还是要在主面前先等候。
Yet we must still first wait before the Lord.
因为我们是代表神的见证。
Because we represent God's testimony.
即便我们今天要做的就是主要做的。
Even if what we want to do today is what the Lord wants to do.
但是我们千万不要把神的代表错了。
But we must not misrepresent God.
那我们跟地上的一些有什么差别呢？
What makes us different from this world?
地上的人也做很多很多很积极有意义的事。
People in this earth also do many good and meaningful things.
我们一举一动，我们都是代表神。
But in all of our movements, we represent God.
好，时间的关系，我赶快进入下一个故事。
And because of time, let me go to the next story.
也是在旧约，就是我刚才要念的《创世纪》45章。
It's what I was going to read earlier, Genesis chapter 45.
那我们知道这已经到创世纪后面了。
This is towards the end of Genesis.
这个故事其实大家也非常非常熟悉。
And everyone is very familiar with this story.
雅各。
Jacob. It is the story of Jacob.
但是这是在末了，所以是雅各年老的时候的故事。
But when Jacob was in his old age.
我们都知道约瑟因为被他的兄弟卖去埃及。
We know that Joseph was sold into Egypt.
所以雅各被告知约瑟已经被野兽撕碎了。
Jacob had been informed that Joseph had already been torn by beasts.
那约瑟雅各是多么多么的伤心。
We know that Jacob was very saddened.
所以因为雅各呢非常非常的爱他的妻子拉结。
Jacob loved his wife Rachel.
那拉结因为要生便雅悯的时候惨难而死。
When Rachel was going to give birth to Benjamin, she was in trouble in labor and then she died.
所以呢，雅各最疼爱的两个，一个就是约瑟，一个就是便雅悯。
Therefore, the two that Jacob loved the most were Joseph and Benjamin.
那来到45章的时候，其实那时候我们知道他的弟兄们，约瑟的弟兄们到了埃及，他们为什么去埃及？
Now in Genesis chapter 45, why did the children of Jacob go to Egypt?
也是饥荒。
There was a famine.
所以他们要去，那时候全天下只有埃及有粮。
During that time, only Egypt had food.
结果到了埃及，约瑟认出他们来，所以约瑟就要求把便雅悯留下来。
And when they went to Egypt, Joseph recognized them, and he requested that Benjamin be left behind.
所以我们知道雅各实在受不住。
We know that Jacob could not deal with it.
多年前约瑟在他心里面已经死了。
And so many years ago, Joseph already died in his heart.
现在唯一这个他心爱的。
Now there's only one that he loves with his heart.
拉结。就是便雅悯
Benjamin
也要被留在埃及不能回来 等于也是失去这个孩子一样
Now Benjamin would have to be kept in Egypt then he would not it's as if he loses him
但现在故事来到一个转折
But now there is a turning point
他们全家相认
The family has recognized each other
这里我就不多提他们这个过程他们是怎么样彼此认罪，然后后来重新和好。
And I won't go into detail of how they recognize one another and confess sins.
好，四十五章第二十六节。
Genesis chapter 45 verse 26.
他们回来了，告诉他父亲雅各，告诉他说约瑟还在，并且做埃及全地的宰相。雅各心里冰凉。因为不信他们。
They told him, saying, Joseph is still alive, and indeed, he is the ruler of all the land of Egypt. But he was stunned, for he did not believe them.
雅各心里冰凉，因为约瑟在他认定早就死了，而且他现在呢，经过这么多年，他的心情就慢慢沉淀了。
And over some, in Jacob's heart, Joseph had already died many years ago. So after many years, he had finally settled down.
然后二十七节，他们便将约瑟对他们说的一切话都告诉了他。他们父亲雅各又看见约瑟打发来接他的车辆，心里就苏醒了。
When they told him all the words of Joseph that he had spoken to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of their father Jacob revived.
所以以色列说，就是雅各说。罢了罢了我的儿子约瑟还在趁我未死以先我要去见他一面。
Then Israel said, It is enough. My son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die.
约瑟这时候已经年纪老迈。雅各。
Jacob is already very old at this time.
竟然能够还有机会见到他儿子约瑟。
And yet he still has an opportunity to meet his son Joseph.
所以他说，趁我未死以前，我要去见他一面。
He said, "I will go and see him before I die."
所以这很自然，这个亲情的关系，又多年不见，那当然是一定是一心。那时候路有飞机哦，约瑟绝对不会坐那个为了省钱哦，坐那个又好几道转机的。我们现在有时候常常为了省钱，对不对？我们可能要转两次飞机，对不对
？And because of family affection, Jacob would definitely want to go to Egypt. And if there had been planes during that time, Jacob definitely would not have chosen the flight that required him to have connecting flights in order to save money.
他一定 direct flight.
He definitely takes that direct flight.
要是你还买那种要转机的，你旁边的人一定骂死你。
If you were to buy the flights that required a connection, people beside you would definitely complain.
你搞不好在转机的当中你就死掉了。
What if he died on the process of connecting flights?
你知道，要是你万一做了联航怎么办
？Or what if you flew on United? What do you do now?
所以，你看雅各就说我要去见他一面。
Now Jacob said, "I will go and see him."
那这是一个很喜乐的故事，对不对？全家大团圆，而且呢，儿子还当宰相。
This is a great and joyful time, right? There's a family reunion, and his son is actually second in command.
加上雅各的个性，那是绝对，他是一定马上就去的。
And based on Jacob's personality, he would definitely go there immediately.
马车都预备好，皇家的马车都预备好了。
The royal chariots are already prepared.
那当然就说走就走了。
So if we're gonna go, let's go.
我去国内哦，现在好像流行一句话，来一段说走就走的旅程，是吧？大家有没有听过
？In mainland China, there's now a catchphrase which is "If we want to go, let's go now."
根本就不需要 plan， 那这很酷的。
It's supposedly very cool. You don't need to do any planning.
所以他就出发啦。
So he set out.
那时候雅各住在希伯伦。
That time Jacob lived in Hebron.
然后我们来念第四十六章。
Now let's continue to chapter 46.
以色列带着一切所有的起身来到别示巴，就献祭给他父亲以撒的神。
So Israel set out with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifice to the God of his father Isaac.
这个很奇妙。
This is amazing.
他来到了别示巴，他停下来了。
He came to Beersheba and then he stopped.
而且他献了一个祭。
And then he offered sacrifices.
雅各能够停下来，其实现在的雅各已经是不一样的雅各了。
Jacob was able to stop. This is a very different Jacob.
别示巴是一个很特别的地方。
Beersheba is a very unique place.
我们可不可以放一下？这个是别示巴。好，这个跟刚才那个跟这个，这个是别示巴的井。我们回到前面一个。
So there are two pictures. This is the well in Beersheba.
我们知道以撒挖了四口井。
We know that Isaac dug four wells.
最后一口井在别示巴。
And the fourth well was in Beersheba.
亚伯拉罕最后他也在定居在别示巴。
Abraham's final place of living was in Beersheba.
别示巴的意思就是誓约、立约的井。
Beersheba means the well of covenant.
这时候雅各一定想到亚伯拉罕与神所立的约。
During this time, Jacob must have remembered God's covenant with Abraham.
结果呢，他来到这里，他竟然害怕。
And yet, when Jacob got here, he actually became afraid.
雅各从来没有怕过什么事情。
Jacob was never afraid of anything.
有应该说他有怕过东西。
Actually, he has been afraid of something.
他只怕他的利益受损失。
He is only afraid if he himself suffers loss.
他怕别人抢了他的东西。
He is afraid if anyone steals anything from him.
还有他怕以扫他的哥哥杀他。
And he is afraid that his brother Esau might kill him.
所以他怕的事情呢，都是为自己的。
Everything he is afraid of is for himself.
但今天呢，他去埃及应该要准备去享受了。
Today he is going to Egypt and he is going to enjoy it.
而且是去见多年不见的儿子。
And he is going to meet the son whom he has not seen for so many years.
就他反而怕起来了。
And yet he became afraid.
为什么我们知道他怕呢？
How do we know?
你看第二节。
Verse 2.
夜间神在异象中对以色列说，雅各，雅各。他说我在这里。
God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here I am.
神说我是神，就是你父亲的神，你下埃及去，不要害怕，因为我必使你在那里成为大族。我
He said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there.
我要和你同下埃及去，也必定带你上来，约瑟必给你送终。
I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will surely bring you up again, and Joseph will close your eyes.
雅各就从别示巴起行。
Then Jacob arose from Beersheba.
这里讲雅各害怕了。
Here it says that Jacob became afraid.
但是神给他安慰。
But God comforted him.
说你不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
雅各为什么到了别示巴他害怕起来？
Why did Jacob become afraid in Beersheba?
因为他想到他的祖父亚伯拉罕曾经怎么样，也因为饥荒，对不对？又是饥荒，到了埃及。
He remembered how his grandfather Abraham had also gone to Egypt again because of a famine.
结果呢？那是亚伯拉罕一生当中最羞耻的一段经历。
And then that was one of the most, that was the most embarrassing moment for Abraham.
还有他爸爸呢，以撒。
What about Jacob's father Isaac?
他爸爸是也要，差点也要去埃及。
Isaac was also about to go to Egypt.
还好没去。
And yet he didn't go.
我们来看一下创世纪二十六章。
Let's turn back to Genesis 26.
第一节，在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒，这时又有饥荒，以撒就往基拉尔去，到非利士人的王亚比米勒那里。
Verse 1. Now there was a famine in the land, beside the previous famine that had occurred in the days of Abraham. So Isaac went to Gerar, to Abimelech, king of the Philistines.
你看，又有饥荒。
Again, there was a famine.
一有饥荒，人第一个想到是什么？
What do people think of whenever there's a famine?
我到埃及了。
Let's go to Egypt.
为什么呢？因为第二节，第一节还，他还没到，但是他已经往那个路上去了。
In verse 1, he hadn't reached Egypt yet, but he was on the way there.
跟他的爸爸亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like his father Abraham.
但第二节我们看。
But let's take a look at verse 2.
耶和华向以撒显现说，你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。
The Lord appeared to him and said, Do not go down to Egypt. Stay in the land of which I shall tell you.
因为神已经知道他在那个基拉尔，然后呢，再下一步呢，就要去埃及了。
God knew that he had already reached Gerar, and his next stop would be Egypt.
如果这时候不阻止他呢，他就跟他爸爸一样，亚伯拉罕一样，到了埃及。
If God did not stop him, he would be like his father Abraham, who had gone to Egypt.
所以主神对他讲说，第三节，你寄居这地，寄居在这地，我必与你同在。赐福于你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔，我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and to your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath which I swore to your father Abraham.
所以我们知道，亚伯拉罕、以撒 都有几乎这样相同的经历，准备下埃及。
We know that Abraham and Isaac had basically the same experience heading towards Egypt.
所以今天呢，当雅各他现在要去埃及了。
Today, Jacob now wants to go to Egypt.
虽然他现在他要去埃及哦，他不是为着饥荒的原因。
This time he didn't go to Egypt because of the famine.
他的儿子们是因为饥荒去埃及要拿一些粮食。
Now his children had gone to Egypt in order to buy food.
但是雅各不是啊。
But that's not Jacob's intention.
但这时候雅各他到别是巴他不敢动了。
But now Jacob reached Beersheba and he was afraid to continue.
他好像买了一个 direct flight, 但是飞到别是巴的时候他就跳机了。
It's as if he bought a direct flight and yet when he got to Beersheba, he jumped off the plane.
这是很不可思议的。
This is something that doesn't make sense.
一个老人要去见在他死之前要去见他的儿子，这有什么不对？
An elderly person wants to meet his son before he dies. What's wrong?
我们要好好思想。
But let us consider.
我们有很多事情我们都觉得对。
There are many things which we think are right.
我们没有办法停下来。
And we are unable to stop.
雅各这时候真的是一个成熟的雅各。
Jacob now had become mature.
我们都知道其实亚伯拉罕跟以撒他们最后也都是在别示巴。成熟了。
We know that Abraham and Isaac both became mature in Beersheba.
这是一个非常奇特的地方。
This is a very special place.
因为在别示巴，刚才看到一下，那个真的是旷野，那是南地，什么都没有。
If you looked at the picture earlier, you can see that Beersheba truly is a wilderness. It's in the Negev and there's nothing.
只能挖井过活。
The only way you can live is to dig a well.
而且要非常深的井。
And you need a very deep well.
我们记得主耶稣在叙加井旁遇见了一个妇人，对不对？
We remember how Jesus had met a Samaritan woman by the well in Sychar.
那个井呢，只有70尺。
That well was about 70 feet deep.
刚才我们看的这个井呢？
What about this well?
至少70公尺。
It's at least 70 meters.
那大家自己去换算一下好了。
You can calculate this by yourself.
所以在那里井要够深。
Over there, the wells must be very deep.
才能生存。
In order for you to survive.
意思是什么？你要过非常非常深处的生活。
It means that you must live a very deep life.
完全依靠神的生活。
One that is fully reliant on God.
所以这时候雅各他想到亚伯拉罕跟以撒。
This time, Jacob recalled Abraham and Isaac.
他下埃及究竟是不是神的旨意？
Was it God's will for him to go down to Egypt?
现在这是他关心的。
Now this is what he's concerned about.
大过他要见他多年不见的儿子约瑟一面。
Beyond meeting the son Joseph, whom he had not seen in so many years.
这一次去埃及会不会像他的祖父一样？
This time, if he goes to Egypt, will it be like his grandfather Abraham?
神会不会不喜悦？
Will God not be pleased?
所以他怕起来了。
And therefore he became afraid.
他怕让神的旨意蒙羞。
He was afraid to bring shame.To the will of God.
他怕神不高兴他去埃及。
He is afraid that God is not pleased if he goes to Egypt.
但感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这一次去埃及，神要他去。
This time, God wants him to go to Egypt.
所以神在夜间安慰他。
And God comforted him at night.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
今天如果我们觉得有一件事情我们觉得非常有意义，而且甚至非常属灵，甚至是一个能够帮助教会的。
Today we may feel that there is something we can do that is very meaningful, very good, very spiritual, and it may even help the church.
我们要怕一件事情。
But we must be afraid of one thing.
我会不会错？
Is it possible that I am wrong?
教会历史上我们看见太多本来是合理的，但是却因着人的关系做错了。
In church history, we see too many examples where it was reasonable, but because of man, it was done wrong.
因为亚伯拉罕去埃及是错的。
When Abraham went to Egypt, it was wrong.
背景都是饥荒。
The background is all a famine.
目的地都是埃及。
The destination is Egypt.
亚伯拉罕下去错了。
Abraham went there, it was wrong.
雅各下去对了。
Jacob went there and it was right.
所以我们要好好来问主。
Therefore, we must ask the Lord very carefully.
还有第二个，他更关心的是什么？
And what was he concerned about even more?
如果我带着全家大小到了埃及，
If I bring everyone great and small to Egypt,
那神跟亚伯拉罕立了约怎么办呢？
What will happen to God's covenant with Abraham?
因为神跟亚伯拉罕立什么约？
What was that covenant?
他要把这地赐给亚伯拉罕以及他的后裔。
He was going to give this land to Abraham and his descendants.
就是迦南地。
That's the land of Canaan.
但今天他要去埃及了。
But today he is going to Egypt.
现在他关心神的约。
He is concerned about God's covenant.
所以他不能只顾到他个人。
He can't only consider himself.
我就要见我的儿子。
I want to see my son.
他现在想到的是神所立的约。
Now he considers God's covenant.
所以今天我们在地上，其实我们就是属天的以色列子民。
Today on earth, we are the spiritual Israelites.
我们究竟是什么做出发点？
What do we use as our starting point?
如果我们今天想到的是神的见证，
Today if we consider God's testimony,
神的旨意，
God's will,
神的约，
His covenant,
我们就要停一下，
Then we will stop.
我们要等一下，
We have to stand still and wait.
我们要把主权交给主，
We must give the authority to the Lord.
看看神他要怎么做，在这件事情他是怎么成就的。
And see how he will accomplish this thing.
看看神会不会在夜间叫我们的名字。
See if God will call our name at night.
我们知道神把名字叫两遍都是非常有特殊意义的。
We know that whenever God calls someone's name twice, there is a special meaning.
就在这里，在这个地方，他叫了雅各两次。
And here he called Jacob's name twice.
今天我们若愿意在神面前等候。
Today, if we are willing to wait before the Lord,
甚至我们愿意好像罚站一样站在那里不动，
and if we are willing to stand still and not move,
主会向我们说话，他会先叫我们的名字。
The Lord will first call our name, and then He will speak to us.
我们愿不愿意等？
Are we willing to wait?
还是我们今天做最快的，我们表决一下？
Or today, will we do the fast? Let's take a vote.
老底家是什么意思？
What does Laodicea mean?
众人的意见。
The will of the people.
我们现在看老底家，我很清楚，我们觉得不能这个光景，对不对？
We look at Laodicea and we think we definitely cannot be like this.
但是今天我们充满众人的意见。
But today we are filled with the opinions of all the people.
我们不能在主面前 stand still.
We are unable to stand still before the Lord.
安安静静地站在那里。
To quietly stand there.
不是站在那里抱怨。
Not to stand there and complain.
站在那边跺脚。
And not to stand there and stomp your feet.
我以前看到有小孩被罚站，站是站着，但一直在跺脚。
In the past, when I see people punished to stand still, I see that sometimes they are standing there, but they are stomping their feet.
我们就安安静静地站在主的面前等候。
Let us stand quietly before the Lord and still and wait.
我们都是主宝血买赎回来的。
We have all been bought back by the Lord's blood.
难道我们不能相信主会做他要做的事吗？
Can we not trust and believe that the Lord will do His work?
诗篇说, 他的膀臂岂有缩短?
Psalm says that is His hand too short?
他的膀臂一点都不短。
But no, it is not, His hand is not too short.
是我们把他的膀臂拉着不让他做事，我们自己要出头。
Rather, we are holding onto His arm and we don't let Him work and we run ahead instead.
刚才这两个例子 是非常非常好的例子。
These two are very good examples.
如果体贴肉体就是死。
To be carnally minded is death.
我们愿意在主面前等候, 我们这个人就慢慢成熟了。
If we are willing to wait before the Lord, then we will gradually become mature.
最后我用一章一节圣经, 我们就结束。 马太福音26章。
Let me finish with one more verse.
马太福音26章38节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 38.
我们知道这是主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告。
We know that this is the Lord's prayer at Gethsemane.
便对他们说, 主耶稣, 他们到了客西马尼,
Jesus and his disciples had reached Gethsemane.
我心里甚是忧伤, 几乎要死, 你们在这里等候, 和我一同警醒。
Then he said to them, My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me.
在这个最艰难、最危险的时刻,
In the most difficult and most dangerous time,
我想一般人, 我们天然的人都不会说, 在这边等啊。
I believe that the natural man will never say, Let us wait here.
赶快做什么啊?
Let's do something quickly.
想想办法。
Let's think of a solution.
不然就来不及了。
Otherwise, there's no time left.
主耶稣说, 我很忧伤, 几乎要死。 但是呢, 他说, 你们在这里等候, 和我一同警醒。
Jesus says that, that he is deeply grieved to the point of death, but he said, remain here and keep watch with me.
现在, 这个时代, 现在真的是黑暗到一个程度。
This world is very dark.
天快亮了。
And the sky is almost brightening.
主要我们在等候。
The Lord wants us to wait.
警醒地等候,
to be alert and awake and wait.
等候那个晨星出现,
to wait for the morning star to appear.
但愿有一天, 晨星显现的时候, 我们都警醒的, 不是睡着了。
When the morning star does appear, may we be awake and not asleep.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊, 我们把这一段交通的话交在你的手中。
Lord, we give these words into your hand.
求你把这些话再一次的洁净。
May you cleanse these words.
主啊, 若是你觉得可以用, 主啊, 就求主吹气在我们身上。
If you believe these words are usable, may you breathe on our hearts.
主啊, 我们还是在这里, 主, 我们知道我们都不配, 但是主啊, 我们还是在这里等候。
We know that we are not worthy, but we wait here before you.
主啊, 但愿在这座末了的时刻, 主耶稣啊, 有一批人愿意为着你的旨意, 为着你自己与我们所立的约, 我们在这里等候。
In these days, may there be people who are willing to wait for you, for your will, and for your covenant.
我们能够成为你真的讨你喜悦的见证。
May we become the testimony that is pleasing to you.
不是见证我们的好,
not to testify of how good we are,
乃是见证你在我们当中是奇妙的救主,
but to testify that you are an amazing Savior in our midst.
主我们感谢赞美你,
we thank you.
求你纪念你的百姓,
may you remember your people.
感谢赞美归给你,
we give you all thanksgiving and praise.
奉主基督的圣名,
in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.